Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, along with Davis Maddock, back with you here on the show on this Tuesday. Just a few days until the Super Bowl begins. Of course, our live coverage continues 1 hour from now with Scott Farrell coast to coast from noon to 6 Eastern. 6 hours of live coverage coming your way in just an hour from now. And Davis, great to be back with you here on the show. I had to, you know, do my civic duty yesterday, go to court, do jury duty. And was there for most of the day, so I'm sorry I missed the show yesterday, but the good news is, at least for me, the job is now done, and now we can move back to fantasy sports.
All right, well, you know, glad to have it. We missed out on your take on Kyrie Irving moving from the Brooklyn Nets to the Dallas Mavericks. You know, Craig, really deep in there on the Dorian Finney-Smith, Spencer Dinwiddie stuff. I actually think we're about to have an absolute cracker of an NBA trade deadline, which is pretty cool, because it's going to coincide with the Super Bowl. So we're about to have, you know, Super Bowl gets done. We come down from that high. And I think we're going to have a good transaction period for the NBA trade deadline.
Yep. Waste Management Open also getting ready to start on Thursday. I think they're going through, are they going through Sunday at Waste Management Open, or is it through Saturday?
Yeah. They'll finish up on Sunday. It's always pretty cool. I mean, it's cool if you have a guy who's live, because then you get to sit there and watch golf all day and then roll right into the Super Bowl, yep, which is always pretty nice.
All right, let's get to our headlines here on the show. Some big college basketball games, of course, tonight. Minnesota and Illinois has been postponed due to a COVID outbreak in the Gopher program. How about University of Miami last night crushing Duke, by the way? What a big win for the Hurricanes. NBA Board of Governors approving a sale of the Suns and Mercury to Matt Ishiba, and now he owns the team. Chiefs have activated Clyde Edwards-Helaire off the injured list, and Mecole Hardman goes on the injured reserve list. And for the first time ever, Northwestern and Harvard will meet in the Bear Pot Final. So really cool there, and good to see for sure. So Davis, let's get back to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I know a lot of props being talked about, and no question, you know, that's another player now we have to add to the pool here. And, you know, certainly by the time we get to Sunday, we're going to have a lot of opinions on that for sure. But do you think Helaire plays at all in the Super Bowl? I mean, or is he just active, I think, going into this?
No, I do. I actually do think he's going to play. I think that's sort of a sneaky angle for Super Bowl betting. I'm kind of waiting for some of these books to drop. I mean, Clyde has touchdown numbers posted, but not yardage, rush, or reception totals posted. You know, Jerick McKinnon has really fallen away in terms of usage the last 2 weeks. He's in his 30s. I wonder if he's a little bit banged up. I wonder if he is just tired. You know, they really rode him to end the regular season. So I do think Clyde is going to play. And my guess is that his numbers are going to open really low. You know, when FanDuel posts Clyde Edwards-Helaire's totals, I think it's going to be basically the same as Boston Scott's. I think it'll be like 9.5 rushing yards, you know, over 0.5 receptions. I think I'm going to take the over on those, actually, because I think what's going to happen is Ronald Jones is going to be a healthy scratch. Clyde Edwards-Helaire will be activated. And I think they will use him, not a ton. Obviously, I think Pacheco showed against the Bengals like he's ready to just be the guy. But I think Clyde is going to get, you know, 10, 13 snaps or so against the Eagles.
Yeah, no, for sure. And look, if he does, that definitely affects the way that you would look at some of the props. By the way, the current line over on FanDuel, still Philadelphia -1.5. But I got to tell you, Davis, I'm looking at the odds, and it seems to be pushing toward a -2. I think we could get a -2 on game day. I thought maybe this would go back toward the Chiefs, but it looks like some steam coming in on Philadelphia for sure, no doubt. So LeBron James, Davis, yesterday very clearly made his feelings known on not being able to acquire Kyrie Irving in the trade. And I wonder, as you mentioned the trade deadline, who do you think the best option is for the Lakers to get? And does that mean Russell Westbrook is headed out of Los Angeles?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't really see the move that makes sense for the Los Angeles Lakers to give up these, you know, the, I am so sick of hearing about these 2027, 2029 first round picks for the Los Angeles Lakers. But it seems like right now, the most likely guy is Bojan Bogdanović, small forward, power forward for the Detroit Pistons. He's sort of, you know, there are so few teams that want to sell in the NBA right now because of the play-in and because the Western Conference is so bunched up. Like, it's like the Rockets and the Pistons and maybe the Pacers, and not even really the Pacers, are sort of the selling teams. And so we might, and God, it would be embarrassing if the Lakers did this, but I could see Russell Westbrook's contract, Austin Reeves, and two first-round picks for Bojan Bogdanović to the Detroit Pistons. I really hope they don't do that. But, I mean, LeBron, clear, like, they want a third guy to come in there and be able to score, that no one on the team can put the biscuit in the basket on that roster other than LeBron and AD. I mean, I wonder, I honestly, at this point, it feels more likely that the Lakers don't do anything because there's just not really a deal to be had.
Yeah, no, I mean, and it could be, but again, the trade deadline coming up, Super Bowl coming up, but most importantly, before all of that, Waste Management Open coming up this weekend. So full field, by the way, of all the top players playing in this thing out in...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help. You save.
The Phoenix area this weekend. So when we come back next, Dubs is going to join us here on the show, and we will go through some of the top options in daily fantasy, give out some opinions as to which way we should go as we stay on the grid for that. Reminder coming up at noon, Scott Farrell live from Radio Row in Glendale, Arizona, ahead of the Super Bowl between the Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles. So stay on the grid for that as well. We'll be back with more fantasy today in just a few minutes, but stay on the grid. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid, the Waste Management Open in the same location as the Super Bowl this weekend. How about that? This is going to be a fun weekend for anyone traveling to the Phoenix Scottsdale area. Dubs Anderson, of course, joins us here on the show. He was just hosting the morning after as Ben Stevens is headed out there to do the rest of the week of the shows at Radio Row. Dubs, great to have you back here on the program. We'll look ahead to one of the biggest tournaments of the year, or at least the early spring winter for sure. But I do want to throw this at you. I mean, Pebble Beach, what an insane way this tournament played out with the rain delays and the stoppages and your guys withdrawing before the last day. It's like all the sports books are up in arms and DFS are up in arms. Like, guys knew they couldn't win, so they didn't want to play in it. And the Pro-Am guys didn't even play in the weekend. Like, what a crazy finish to that tournament. And I guess you get a crazy result when that happens.
Yeah, crazy is an understatement. Rosie gets back in the winner's circle there. Justin Rose, the English lad, first win since back in 2019. And I mean, Justin Rose, he's been a household name for a long time, but he hasn't been in form for a minute now. So we knew that coming into Pebble Beach, right? The whole Pro-Am format, it's a wacky one, three different golf courses. We had that weather delay, which pushed it out to a Monday finish. That brings in more variance. And some of the players are like, look, I'm not sticking around. And this is why we don't usually see the strongest of fields up there at Pebble Beach. It's the guys who are sponsored by AT&T, and then it's everyone else. But it was a good little tournament. I think Rosie went off at 35-1. So for anyone who had that ticket, fantastic. For me, I was big on Denny McCarthy, which I told you guys last week, and it's another week of Denny getting close, but no cigar. And this week, I mean, Craig, I was a little upset because the whole sports group team is headed out to Phoenix, and I thought they were going to the golf tournament, and you've just mentioned they're going to Super Bowl, Radio Row. So I feel better now. Here I was thinking they're going to the Waste Management Open, but they're going to the Super Bowl as well. Phoenix is going to be buzzing this week, boys.
Yeah, I mean, look, Dubs, I'm getting sick of this, man. Again, last week, Denny McCarthy, Bramlett, Keith Mitchell, all of them were first in the last 24 hours of that tournament. None of them winning. That is that makes my third out of four tournaments with a second place finisher. Can we get a win? Can we just book a win before the end of February? That's all I ask.
Yeah,
it's this week. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Craig, for anyone who plays along with the golf betting or the DFS, a good way to measure how your handicap is doing is by having a look at those finishes. If you're getting a lot of top 20, top 40 finishes, you're doing the right thing, and eventually you're going to start cashing some tickets. And if you're getting on some of these names who are finishing top 40s, top 20s on the DFS side, you're going to be having quite the profitable week. So, Davis, I know we're close to cashing on Denny McCarthy and a couple of these other names. It wasn't the win, but another good finish. We'll take that, and hopefully we back it up this week, Craig.
Yeah, and obviously not a major this week, but one of the most popular stops on the tour, no doubt. So all the big players are playing this week. And so it starts and ends with Jon Rahm. Let's take a look at the daily fantasy pricing over on FanDuel. Rahm, it cannot be priced any higher, I guess. 12,100 is his price this week on FanDuel. I don't know that maybe there has been a golfer this high, but I don't ever recall seeing it in daily fantasy. Rory McIlroy, 11.9. Scottie Scheffler at 11.8. Xander, 11.7. Colin Morikawa at 11.5. Tony Finau at 11,400. So usually, Dubs, this is not the fun part, is picking, you know, somebody with a very high salary tag with them. But look, the way that Rahm has played essentially tells us that he's going to be in this thing. Who do you like daily fantasy-wise this week?
Yeah, look, it's a high price tag, but we're going to get that with a stronger field this week at TPC Scottsdale. You got to favor the long drivers of the golf ball. It's Lynx Golf, but in the desert. This is where we have that famous stadium hole there on the 16th, so it really is going to be a bit of a party. It's hard to go against Jon Rahm. I know at 12K, that's a big number, but he's had seven starts at this golf course, seven cuts made, four top 10 finishes. Rahmbo is an Arizona guy. That's where he went to university, so it feels like a bit of a home game for him. But Scottie Scheffler is right there in the mix as well. And this is where Scottie Scheffler got his breakthrough win on the PGA Tour last season. They went to a playoff. Scheffler, Cantlay, Sahith Theegala. Scottie got that first win, and we know the season he went on to have there. But out of the top guys, I would say Jon Rahm, but that's such a hefty price tag amongst a really strong and loaded field. I think we can get a couple of other names that we can throw on the card here.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm probably trying to play two expensive guys this week because I think there's so much win equity captured there at the top with Rahm, Rory, Scheffler. Those are, I mean, honestly, I would probably rank them when thinking about ownership. I'd say Rory's my favorite play, Scheffler the second, Rahm the third, but I think all three of them are, like, if I made 150 lineups this week, I would do at least one of those guys in every team. And then some of the value guys this week you can toss in there. Keith Mitchell, 7,400. Brendan Steele, 7,200. We got Emiliano Grillo sub 7K. Like, there are some punts you can work around, I think, to get two of these expensive guys in there. But that's definitely my strategy this week, is two expensive guys per lineup instead of a more balanced build, because Dubs is right, so top heavy this week.
Yeah.
All right. Well, go ahead, Dubs.
I was going to say, Keith Mitchell is a good name that you bring up there, Davis. He's having quite the form run. I didn't think last week suited his golf game, because he is a big bomber of the golf ball, which plays really well to Scottsdale that we'll see this week. But he contended there on Pebble Beach. So Keith Mitchell, certainly worth a look, mid-sevens.
All right, we're featuring two players here as we close it out, gentlemen. Let's talk about Justin Thomas, who has made some nice strides based off last season. Dubs, I'll start with you. What do you think his chances are this week?
I like his chances, and you could argue that he is sneaking under the radar. He only had the one win, but it was the major championship, the PGA Championship. And you look at some of the other results, he's been there in the mix. You know, he's contending, but he's not top five, top three late on a Sunday. What's going to change for JT? Well, when he's driving the ball, we know he's one of the longest in the game, but he's got to keep it straight as well. You take a look at strokes gained off the tee this week, a key metric. JT, he's always going to be at the top of your list. We know he's streaky. We know he can feed off that crowd energy. So I don't mind the look of JT getting a bit more value, because there hasn't been any wow performances of late. But Justin Thomas, still one of the best golfers in the world.
Yep, this is my favorite play this week. Sub 10,000 on DraftKings, 20, 25 to 1-ish in the betting markets. Fourth on tour in strokes gain total in the entirety of last season. I will probably be playing this dude in every market available. I think Justin Thomas wins the 2023 Phoenix Open.
Wow. Save that video. All right, let's close it out with Shane Lowry, Dubs. And Shane Lowry also, in terms of strokes gain, seems to be moving up as well. What do you think his chances are finishing among the top guys this week?
Yeah, big news for Shane Lowry recently, parting ways with the Looper. Got a new caddy on the bag. You know, sometimes a change is as good as a holiday. And that's what Shane Lowry needs. He's been playing some really good golf the last, you know, 6 to 12 months, but just hasn't got back into the winner's circle there. We look at strokes gain off the tee. Good drives of the golf ball are going to do really well here in Phoenix, but it is the desert. We do see a lot of wind. I've been out there. This is a tough golf course with a lot of slippery runoff around these greens. On a longer track, 7,200 yards for par 71, you need that short game, you need that ability, you need that shot making. Shane Lowry, new caddy on the bag. Yeah, I'd certainly entertain it.
Yeah, Lowry, I mean, he's one of those guys that has been, I mean, you know, kind of like golf betting for me this year. A lot of bites at the apple, man. He's been super close. He's been really competitive in all the major championships. Like, he's been T5, T10, all the majors. He just had, honestly, it's been like a putting thing. He is one of the best tee to green, best on approach, but just has not made quite enough putts. So Lowry, Craig, look, people are going to get sick this year of me betting on Lowry at all these open, at all these major championships. So we're going to go ahead and get that train started early here in Phoenix.
All right, there it is. Hey, Dubs, thanks again for popping on the show. Busy day for you here at Sports Grid, and I know obviously doing a great job with your new show as well. Thanks again for coming on the program.
Appreciate it, boys. 100,000 people out there for the tournament this week, the Waste Management Phoenix Open. Feed off that energy. I like it.
Yeah. Get in the hole. I've heard that before. All right. We've got to take a break. You're on Fantasy Sports Today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
NFBC average draft position fantasy baseball talk coming up next here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Major League Baseball spring training begins next week, and so will our team-by-team fantasy baseball previews, as Davis and I will go through each and every fantasy baseball team this season starting next week, taking you all the way right up until midway through draft season. We last year misfired and started a little too late, and Davis, we missed a few teams at the end of the season. So I don't want to make that same mistake twice this year. I forget how many teams there are, but we'll start midway through February and midway through March. I think most people will have their fantasy baseball teams either drafted or close to drafted by that time. So we'll start that next week. But Davis, let's take a look at some players who changed locations in the offseason via free agency or trade. We're going to look at three free agents today in the National Fantasy Baseball Championships, two that are really on the back end of drafts, and then one inside the top 100. We'll start off with Adam Frazier, who has now played, I think, for three or four teams in the last 3 years, Pittsburgh and Seattle and San Diego, and I think now Baltimore is where he is. And you can see how his ADP is like a non-draftable player. But remember, some of these drafts are probably including places because he did not sign early in the early part of the drafting season. So he'll move up for sure. He'll be inside the top 500, I would guess. Minimum 308, maximum 607. This is just basically guessing where he bats in the lineup, Davis. That is the key for Adam Frazier here. At the top of the lineup, has some fantasy value. At the bottom of the lineup, doesn't really have very much. That's just the dynamic of Baltimore with them moving in the fences a little bit and also batting in the back end of any lineup is just not going to be formidable. Wherever he projects will be the key. I guess we'll just have to pay attention to spring training.
Yeah, I mean, I would guess he probably is not going to bat that high in their order. And really, the issue with him is that if you are not going to be a guy who projects for even 10 home runs, like we're not even saying like double-digit home runs for Adam Frazier, his best ever season, 10 home runs, you got to hit 300, right? I mean, that is just, if you're going to be Luis Urias, you got to hit 300. Adam Frazier did hit 300 in 2021. 10 stolen bases, 83 runs scored, only 43 RBIs, obviously because he is not hitting for that much power. So you can stomach that, right? If you had Adam Frazier in that 2021 season, you're like, all right, I got 577 plate appearances of a 305 batting average. That is really good for where you would have selected him, right? The problem is Adam Frazier is not one of these guys that you're like, all right, he's locked in to hitting right. 300, because he hit 238 last year. He's got seasons in the 270s before he hit 300 as a rookie in 2016. I would say this is like the exact opposite type of guy that I'm taking in the later rounds. I mean, George and I went through this yesterday, and we, of course, did, you know, Brett threw me a bone. We did Joey Gallo, and Gallo is sort of the same deal. He's undraftable because because of batting average stuff.
Yeah.
But if you take Gallo and Gallo just happens to hit 210, even 210 for Gallo is a huge, huge win, right? Because you're probably going to get 35 home runs with that. There's no category upside for Adam Frazier. So I'm going to leave him on the free agent pool.
Yeah. And again, if something changes, he bats at the top of the lineup. Baltimore's got some bats behind him if that ends up being the case. And bats coming too. Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman. I think their offense is going to be very good regardless of where those fences are at. All right, so Adam Duvall signed a couple of weeks ago. So again, this is another average draft position that takes into account early January of a player that wasn't on a team. So, you know, similar to Frazier not being drafted until he was. And now you can see, I'm guessing that the highest he was drafted was recently because you could see a 250 in here. And the maximum was basically an undrafted player. And Davis, 2 years ago, Adam Duvall at what most people would think is one of the hardest ballparks to hit in Miami. And this guy ended up hitting like 40 home runs, man. Like he had a fantastic season between Miami and Atlanta. And then he was hurt all last year. I mean, let's just call it what it is. He was ineffective. He was hurt. He missed a lot of the season. And he lands in a spot in Boston that you would think, if healthy, is a pretty good spot for him. when Duvall gets 500 plate appearances, Davis, he's hitting 30 home runs, doing nothing else. But he is hitting 30 home runs. It does not matter what park he plays in. And I think that if you need power late in a draft, last couple picks, you want him. And the other possibility, too, you never know. Boston falls out, they could trade him somewhere else. I guess that's part of the conversation. But I think you got to ignore his ADP right now, because this is, again, another player that recently signed is going to move up over the course of the draft period.
Yeah, and honestly, I mean, for me, it becomes about just the number of plate appearances. Like, what is his competition going to be like in Boston? No projection site has him over 387 plate appearances. If you go back, I mean, just like, let's go an example. 2018, it's the closest he's been to this projection, 384 plate appearances. He hits 15 home runs, 48 runs scored, 61 RBIs. But the issue is that season, absolutely donked off batting average, 195. He hit 213 last season, 228 in his huge Studley season in 2021. Honestly, I mean, Craig, I'm with you. Like, this dude gets so hot, and he will probably hit 30 home runs if he gets the plate appearances, especially in that ballpark and especially in that division. I mean, it's just a good division to be a right-handed power hitter. But if he's a guy who's playing three times a week, you can't have him, right? The way the NFBC rules work now, daily lineup moves, you're playing in a home league, 15-team league with your buddies, right, or whatever, much different scenario. But in weekly lineup leagues, you don't really want to have a guy who projects to play 3 days a week. But I mean, I guess, you know, let's look at the Boston Red Sox roster, and you're like, all right, well, who would he be splitting time with? And actually, I think he's probably going to be their opening day left fielder, right? And that's huge for him. That would be a huge improvement for the role that he's been on in the Braves and the Marlins, where he, at the beginning of the year, did not project to be an everyday player. And even their other outfielders, Craig, these are not guys who are like, oh, you gotta have Yoshida in there every single day. Alex Verdugo, he's never been hurt before, right? He's never had to take a trip to the IL. So I think Duvall, I'm going back and forth here. He seems like a guy that the risk probably justifies it. I think it makes sense to take him at ADP now.
I think he's going to play a lot. I mean, I think he's going to play center field. I think they're moving Hernandez back to the infield, if I'm not mistaken, this year. But I think Duvall played 450 plate appearances for sure. I think he's going to play a lot. But again, Davis makes the point. This is the daily fantasy guy. He hits one home run, you put him in that lineup the next day. And then you put him in that lineup the next day after that. And you just keep going until it ends, because his home runs are just in bunches. It's amazing how hot he gets. All right, Jose Abreu goes from the White Sox, signs with the Houston Astros. So he's entering an unbelievable environment for sure. His ADP is pretty high, inside the top 100. Someone took him as early as the early third round. And not a lot of variance here on the max at 162. So again, most people recognizing sort of where he is at. The fear that you would have with a player like this, Davis, is always the same. You just don't know when it's going to end. And it's funny that he's replacing a guy, Davis, essentially, in Gurriel, where you would have went into last season thinking, okay, I mean, maybe not inside the top 100, but you would have said Gurriel led the league in hitting in 2021, he's really good, and then boom, his career is done. Like, he's not even on a team right now. I'm sure he'll end up signing with someone, but not going to play at all anymore. Does Jose Abreu have another great year in him, MVP in 2020?
I mean, he does to me. Looking at Jose Abreu's risk profile, sure, the injury cliff could be there, but actually, I mean, probably most interesting, his plate discipline numbers, you know, his what we would refer to as, like, I don't know, you know, his batter's eye numbers or whatever, actually got better last season. He took more walks. He struck out less. Now, he did hit fewer home runs. I mean, you know, 601 plate appearances, only 15 home runs. You could say that could be a result. Like, you know, maybe he did change something at the plate so he would strike out a little bit less often, give up a little bit of power in order to put the ball in play more often. But I mean, he went from being a guy for his career who kind of projected to be like a, you know, his steamer projection, his zips projection most years would be like 270 or so. And that's what he hit. I mean, he hit 261 in 2021 when he hit 30 home runs, but he's a 304 hitter last year in a big sample, 601 plate appearances. I mean, a 300 hitter at first base who's going to be right in the middle of the best lineup in the American League, the second best lineup in the American League. I mean, even if he hits 300, you can take 21 home runs from him, which is actually less than he's being projected for. Steamer has him for 22. And you're like, huge win, massive win. Because how many, Craig, how many guys are going to hit 300 this year? It is so hard to hit 300, you know? Like, so I think Abreu is, I mean, he just looks like an absolute screaming value to me. Probably of all the guys we've done in this segment so far, Abreu looks like the one where I'm like, this is just clearly a bad price and you got to be taking him.
I mean, you got Altuve there. You got Alex Bregman there. You got Kyle Tucker there. And let's not ignore Jeremy Pena. You got Jordan Alvarez. Is Jose Abreu batting like sixth or seventh in this lineup? I mean, my gosh, he's going to have so many guys in front of him this season for sure. All right, we'll take a quick timeout here on Fantasy Sports Today. Coming up next, it's time for us to dive into some fantasy or reality. LeBron James is on the verge of breaking the scoring title. So stay on the grid for that. In addition, we'll talk a little bit about a retirement in the NFL yesterday from a former receiver on the Cincinnati Bengals and Arizona Cardinals. And don't forget, 25 minutes from now, stay right here on the grid. Nobody does Radio Row like our guy Scott Farrell. And that is coming up in just 25 minutes from now, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. I'm not on Newswire today, folks. I got the week off from that. They preempted me. What can I tell you? But Scott Farrell is on 12 to 6 Eastern. So stay on the grid. Right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock. Make sure you're following us on Twitter, on social media. That's at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV. All week long, we're tweeting out all of the clips this week from the Super Bowl. I'm seeing my guy, Greg Sussman, in action at Media Day yesterday, interviewing all of the different players and everything there. So make sure you're following us on Twitter, at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV. They're keeping Sussmania very active, apparently, in Glendale for sure. All right, this is going to be an active football season. We're going to get to Fantasy Reality Davis here in a second. Naturally, names this time of the year come up about players that may not return to their teams next year. One of the names that's come up in the last 24, 48 hours, Davis, is wide receiver Keenan Allen, who was a really big cap hit for the Los Angeles Chargers, one of the most effective wide receivers in the PPR fantasy football format for a decade. Boy, that would be really hard to see Keenan Allen in another uniform, but seems like it's a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, Keenan Allen next year, so he counts a good chunk against the cap. He counts $21 million against the cap, but only $6.9 million of dead cap. So it would be pretty easy for the Chargers to move on from him. Look, I mean, he is going to be 31 years old. It's pretty old for an NFL wide receiver. His effectiveness has decreased the last couple years. The Chargers are probably on a different timeline too. I mean, if you think about Mike Williams, Justin Herbert, these guys, well, maybe they're not because they're paying Eckler this season. Mike Williams has a big contract. Maybe, and Justin Herbert's mega deal doesn't kick in yet. That's probably the big thing. But they're going to want to free up some cap space for when the Justin Herbert, you know, I mean, what's he going to get? 10 years, $900 billion. You know, these quarterbacks, they get so much money. I could see Keenan saying, look, man, it's been real. I'd like to go win a Super Bowl somewhere. I actually would not be surprised to see him sign with the Chiefs or the Bills, you know, because both of those teams really do need what Keenan Allen provides, and they don't have anyone to do it.
Fair enough. All right, we will see in the coming weeks when the NFL season concludes on Sunday. Time for some fantasy or reality. All right, Davis, you know, some interesting times right now going on in the National Football League. One story yesterday that was broken by the player, which you don't really see that often on Instagram, was AJ Green, who made the announcement thanking everybody, saying, I'm a man of very few words. Thank you so much for a great career, which indeed he had, Davis. Look, AJ Green with the Cincinnati Bengals for about a 6-year period was a first round pick in fantasy football, back end first round, early second round pick, went to Arizona. I thought he was completely done, Davis. Maybe that was a little overstated, but obviously didn't do much with the Arizona Cardinals. That's true. Does he stack up, though, with the Hall of Fame? Fantasy reality, AJ Green is a Hall of Famer.
I mean, my initial gut response to this was that he probably is a Hall of Famer. I mean, he had, honestly, pretty similar career outcomes to Mike Evans. You know, he had 1,000 yards in 7 of his first 8 seasons. He's got 70 touchdowns. You know, sort of looking at his Hall of Fame monitor that they give you on Pro Football Reference, which is sort of where I would begin on this. They do not think that he is a Hall of Famer. You know, they sort of basically have a cumulative score. He's pretty far down. The average Hall of Fame wide receiver has a score of right around 100. AJ Green, way lower than this. You know, he's behind guys like, for example, DeAndre Hopkins, who's still playing, you know, Anquan Boldin, actually kind of a very similar career to Anquan Boldin, switching around there at the end. In my opinion, I would put him in, because AJ Green, when I was watching football, when it was my adolescence in football, he was the man, right? He was just one of those guys who was so dominant. You were so afraid playing against him. But my guess would be is that the voters who have a longer lens view, more objectivity, they've seen way more guys play, they're going to say AJ Green was a really good player, had a nice career, but is not a Hall of Fame player in the end. So I will say for me, reality, but he's not going to make it in the end. So fantasy for the voters.
Yeah, better players took a very long time to even get close to the Pro Football Hall of Fame with AJ Green stats. Reggie Wayne, you know, like that is just the truth. Art Monk. So
at Chad Johnson, guys like that. Yeah.
So the deal is this. If they gave the Hall of Fame out to players like AJ Green, like I'll give you a better analysis. If you asked me the year before AJ Green missed that entire season with the Bengals, where we were like, what the heck is going on with this guy? Is he a Hall of Famer? I would have said 100%. But Davis, he completely fell off, man. Like, he completely fell off when, and truthfully, the end of his career in Cincinnati, when we were questioning, is he really hurt? Does he not really want to play? He probably was really hurt because he never was the same, and not even close. Arizona had pretty good quarterbacking there too. And he was barely catching the ball every once in a while. Great player. Unbelievable at the University of Georgia. Hall of very good. Not Hall of Fame. He may get in eventually. If he does, it's going to take him a long time.
The issue, though, is he doesn't really have a marquee game. You know, in your mind, you can picture what a marquee AJ Green play is. You know, against the sideline, one hand, you know, mossing a defender. But he doesn't have the game. A lot of these wide receivers, you could be like, oh, I remember this Calvin Johnson game. I remember Terrell Owens doing this or whatever. But AJ Green doesn't have that because he played on those stinky Bengals teams.
Yeah, no, for sure. All right, so I got fantasy. And yeah, and so I got fantasy on that just like you. All right, 36 points. That's the number LeBron James needs tonight. They play against the really good team, Davis's Oklahoma City Thunder. You know, some conspiracy behind this game tonight. Will he get it? Will he not get it? Will he get it? I think they have, do they have one more game before the deadline? I think they have one more game, if I'm not mistaken. But 36 is the number tonight, Davis. Fantasy reality, LeBron breaks Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's scoring record Tuesday night, February 7th, 2023. That's when it goes down.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the Lakers schedule, and yeah, I think he's not going to do it, man. Lou Dort, Kendrick Williams, LeBron, come on, man. It's an old man's game. They're, not only is he not going to do it tonight, the Los Angeles Lakers are going to lose against the Oklahoma City Thunder wow. tonight. It's actually nuts, man. I was so ready for Oklahoma City to be terrible this year, tank out, whatever. I mean, they might not even be the play-in. They might just straight up be the fifth or the sixth seed. They might, Craig, we might be doing the trade deadline, and they might be buyers. They might ship out a couple first-round picks for someone. It's nuts. They are way better than anyone anticipated. But I also think, you know, LeBron, man, smart man, he wants to do this on national TV. They got the Bucks. They have the Bucks on national TV on Thursday. So I think LeBron's going to be a facilitator tonight, and we're going to see the all-time scoring record broken on Thursday. So I got fantasy.
Yeah, easy fantasy for me too. Primetime game, 10 p.m. Eastern, national television, Thursday night. LeBron is going to do, I'll tell you what I think he's going to do, Davis. I think he's going to do his very best to do it tonight. I think he's going to try, because you don't want to leave anything on the mat. So I think he's going to get like 30 or something, like really close. And then, yeah, and then on Thursday night, he'll break in. They have a day off, so you know he's going to play. You never know when careers just end. Can't take any chances. So LeBron goes off tonight for 29, 30, 31, 32, something like that. And then Thursday night, first quarter, second quarter, breaks it against Giannis. Really good matchup against the Milwaukee Bucks. So I have fantasy as well. All right, so now our final story is an interesting one. I saw this yesterday. This was tweeted out that Drew Barrymore shaved off Tyler Posey's mustache. And, you know, he's got that very epic, thick mustache. He was very nervous, excited to be able to do it. Now, Davis, I personally have never had a mustache in my life. And I don't know about Drew Barrymore's ability here, but in watching this clip, seems like a pretty good job was done. Fantasy or reality, you would let former actress and current TV host Drew Barrymore shave off your mustache, fantasy or reality?
I mean, so I actually have had a mustache before, not because I think it looks good, mostly as a bit, you know, mostly because I, well, honestly, just because I would have grown my beard out, shaved the beard, done the whole thing. But I mean, I don't know. Yeah, sure. Why not? It'd be a good story. It'd be funny. I mean, I'm down to let a professional shave, curate, shape my facial hair, because I don't ever really know what I'm doing with it. Because I was, Craig, I was a late bloomer into having even facial hair that could exist. Like, I couldn't even really grow colored facial hair. Like, the viewers can see I got this nice little brown beard going on. It didn't even start having color to it until I'm 30 now, probably 26 is right about the time when it even, so like at the time in which you're, you know, kind of developing your style, like whatever, like, oh, this is the razor I like. I just shaved it off. I just was pretty much clean shaven. So I got reality. Why not? It'd be fun.
Yeah, I mean, just to meet Drew Barrymore, I think I would take the reality. I think I'd let, you know, shave my head, shave the mustache, anything else. Yeah, sure. Why not? I think that I would let this happen. And looked like, at least from the clip, it was pretty good. So I would go with reality too, no doubt. And I get a kick out of this sort of stuff. I think Warren Sharp on our network has the best mustache going right now.
He's got a great mustache.
That guy has it going on right now, no doubt. Real quick, Davis, quick trade in the NBA, Miami Heat. I kind of saw this coming, and we're talking about doing this for a while. Dwayne Dedman gets traded, more or less dumped, I think, for some cap space and things like that.
So, I mean, they do two things here. They trade away a second-round pick to get off of his salary. Right. One, moves the Miami Heat underneath the luxury tax, so maybe they just are like, all right, we don't want to be in the repeater tax. We accept this isn't our championship year. Or knowing Pat Riley, knowing the Miami Heat, they're saying, we can get anyone. We are the freaking Miami Heat. Any star we want, we can get them. We do not, we do not rebuild. We reconfigure. That is, I mean, this would be the most boring thing, is they have this young center by the name of Orlando Robinson, who is on a two-way contract. Two-way contract players cannot play in the NBA playoffs. So they might want to get him onto a real, quote unquote, real contract. A one-year veteran minimum deal, and that would allow him to play in their rotation in the NBA playoffs. That's the most boring way to interpret this deal.
Yeah, Kyle Lowry is the one name, Davis, that the Heat fans are not too happy.
He's out of there. He's gone. Kyle Lowry is gone. I would be shocked if he is on the team next week.
I agree. I agree with you too. I don't know what has gone on with him. Over the last year has not gone well. All right, we got to take a quick time out here on the show.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Up next, it's time for the Sports Grid 60. Scott Farrell's getting all fired up. He's ready to go in Glendale, Arizona. Lots of great interviews coming your way. 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific, all the way throughout your day until game time decisions and in-game live. So make sure you stay tuned. That is coming up real soon right here on Sports Grid. We'll be right back to wrap it up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock. Before we turn it over to Scott Farrell coming up here at the top of the hour, let's get it back to Davis. And he's got today's Sports Grid 60.
All right. So we are getting down to the NBA trade deadline. And I think that we are going to look back at this Rudy Gobert trade in which seven first-round picks were moved from the Minnesota Timberwolves to the Utah Jazz, whether outright picks or pick swaps. It's going to look like one of the all-time historical anomalous deals because Kyrie Irving just got traded. Kyrie Irving, Hall of Famer. You may not like him, but he is going to be a Hall of Famer, NBA champion. He got traded for one first round pick. And my guess is that over the next couple days, we might see, Bojan Bogdanovic might go for one, maybe with some protections, we'll see some of these guys go for two. But there was a worry that the Rudy Gobert trade was going to ruin trading for everyone in the future because it was just so much for a sort of secondarily good player. And I don't think that's going to happen.
There was a story that was percolating around social media, this girl who found the spot that Tom Brady did his brief retirement video ended up going to the exact same spot, recording her own video, and then selling the sand on eBay for over $100,000. But I just don't understand how people don't realize at this point that the sand it never sells for that amount. This is just people who bid it up, and then the auction ends, and no one ever pays. Do people not understand this concept? But yet, on the news and on the internet and everywhere else, the sand sold for over $100,000. Do they ever go back and check if anybody actually paid for this? The answer is no. They never do. The way it works. That'll do it for our show. We'll see you tomorrow here at 11 a.m. Eastern on Fantasy Sports Today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.